This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are doing a two-part program today going into the long weekend, talking about upcoming things that are happening. Growing Miracles Lavender Festival and Farm Tour is coming up soon. Kelly, Carrie Royd in here. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, talk about this event. How many years has this been going on?
This is the 8th annual Lavender Festival.
Wow. When you got this started, I mean, you never know at the beginning, but here you are 8 years later. That's got to be feeling pretty good.
It sure does. It's kind of amazing. It's hard to believe how quickly the years have gone by.
So why a Lavender Festival?
So it's something that we are able to open the farm to the entire community. People can come out and see what it is to be a full-time farmer. Everything that we do is farming. And so we're able to open it and show people what that kind of life is.
Now, you've talked about this in years past, but why lavender? What drew you to having this farm?
So I had the dream of a lavender farm for, I always say 30 years, it's been more than that now, but it turns out it touches all of your senses. The sight, obviously, the smell, the sounds that you hear, you can eat it, you know, touching it. So it touches every bit of your body.
Now you say you can eat it, and not everybody realizes that.
It's true. And so we process a variety that I sell as our culinary variety, but it's all edible. Some taste better than others. Some just taste better to me than someone else. So we cook things, meat to vegetables and desserts with it.
Wow. Now, what was your first exposure to lavender, do you remember?
So I don't remember my first exposure to it, but growing up, I've always lived in families that grew flowers. And the story is that my grandma had lavender in her yard, and it just fascinated me even as a young person.
Hmm. So what happens at the festival? And we should mention, this is the 11th through the 13th, so that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next weekend.
Yes. 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday, and then 9 to 4 on Sunday. And then at 8 o'clock each morning, there's an hour of yoga. So show up a little bit early and park, and you'll walk down to the lavender field next to the river for yoga. We'll have U-Pick Lavender available, about 80 booths set up, food, music. You can see how we run the distillation of the essential oil.
Now, when you say distillation of the essential oil, what does that mean?
So we have a 100-gallon still, and we turn it on. You fill it full of lavender, 120 pounds or so at a time. And the 10-gallon still, you know, is further around than I can put my arms. And it runs for a couple hours total, and the essential oil comes out, and then another product called hydrosol, which I call my lavender spray when I package it up. But both products come out of that, and you get to see it happening. You can watch it happen, and you can smell it, too. It's quite amazing.
Wow. Now, you said 80 booths. So what are these other booths? What kinds of things will people see, et cetera?
So almost anything that you can imagine. We'll have people baking things, you know, pies and cookies. We'll have artists with paintings, drawings, seamstresses, people who sew things, a couple tie-dye booths. Golly, I'm drawing a blank right now on other lavender farms. There'll be a few other lavender farms there. So really just almost anything that you can imagine. We'll have plants for sale as well, lavender plants.
Now, if somebody has never grown lavender, what's involved in that, or is it pretty simple?
So it's pretty simple to grow. It doesn't take much water. In fact, if somebody's killing their lavender by any chance, it's usually overwatering. So it does well in this climate. Pruning, well, harvest it when it's ready, and it usually blooms twice in the same year, and then prune it each year. Shape it up a little bit so you like the shape of your bush, and that's really about it. You don't fertilize it.
Now, when you think about like the average suburban or Roseburg front yard, how tall would a lavender plant would be?
So a couple different choices. We have some that probably are 12 inches, 13 inches tall, and others that are taller than I am. So it depends on the variety that you choose. And the color is different between all the varieties. So you can have white lavender, you can have pink lavender, and you can have various shades of purples.
Now, and see, I thought it was all purple.
It's not. I just started carrying a variety called Hidcote Pink, and I'll plant my first row of that this year. And it literally is a pink lavender.
And do these other colors, do they also come in the different sizes?
Of plants, you
right.
mean? Yes, yes.
Wow. Boy, this is like, we're really learning here. Because when I think lavender, I think exactly what I'm looking at right now, the traditional purple. Have these other ones been on a long time?
You know, it's hard to say. I don't know the answer to that. People invent lavender varieties. There's a lot of people have invented other lavender varieties. Like, for example, the one that I carry called Melissa was done by a farmer up in the Portland area, and it's named after his wife, but it's a beautiful white lavender with pink around the edges.
Wow, more geeky research going on.
Yes.
In farms all over the place. So the event, you do really just kind of expose people to it, sounds like.
Absolutely.
And plus expose people to other organizations and groups in ag. Any food and beverages out there?
There will be, and I can't name all of them. I should have brought my list, but we'll have food for each of the menus that you might want. You can have some breakfast food, you can have lunch, and even have dinner.
Wow, so a lot going on. You mentioned yoga. Talk about why yoga with lavender.
Well, lavender is relaxing, and you're right on the riverbank, so you have the sound of the river. Oftentimes, we'll have bald eagles flying over you, sometimes buzzards. So you might just watch that. But you have beautiful birds, and the sound, the smell, the feel of laying in the lavender fields, and relaxation and stretching with yoga.
Wow. Sounds like a great combination. And I know you've let's talk about your location. Lower Garden Valley Road, how far out?
7 miles past Bi-Mart.
And then you're just staying on Garden Valley, right?
Yeah, you follow Garden Valley all the way out, and then Lower Garden Valley Road is our road. The business on the top of our road is Joseph Jane Winery, so you'll see them as you approach our road. You just turn left on our road and follow the signs.
And how far down are you off of Garden Valley then?
Quarter mile.
Oh, okay, easy. But so as long as you know where the winery is, that's easy to spot. You can get down there. Parking, is that tricky at all?
So it used to be tricky. We now have a field. People will turn in to the right in our hazelnut orchard and then drive to a field, and you have the option to walk into the festival, or you can get on a trailer behind a tractor and have a hayride into the festival.
And what's the admission price to get in for all this?
It is free to get in. We ask that you consider a parking donation. $5 or more is what we suggest, and it all goes to the Douglas FFA kids that spend the entire weekend getting you parked.
And running you back and forth and all that.
Absolutely.
If people want to find out more about this, talk about your website.
So my website is growingmiracleslavendergarden.com. And you also can find quite a bit of information on my Growing Miracles Lavender Garden Facebook page. I have a Facebook event set up that has details listed.
All right, it's coming up next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not this weekend, but next, 11th, 12th, and 13th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday for the Growing Miracles Lavender Garden Lavender Festival and Farm Tour. Carrie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, 12:45, our next segment on the way in News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:47. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. A reminder on Monday, because we won't be here for the program tomorrow, but on Monday, ZZ Ward's going to be in studio. She'll be at Music on the Half Shell on Tuesday night, and since she grew up here, she's spending a little extra time in the area. So spread the word, ZZ Ward in studio with us on Mondays inside Douglas County. But please stand, because we have the mayor of Oakland, Betty Keeley, in here this afternoon. I mean, isn't that how public meetings, do people always stand when you walk in a room?
I wish they would, but no, they don't. They usually just run away.
I don't know. I thought that maybe that's a whole different program. Okay. So you have been involved in a lot of things in Oakland, and for how many years now?
Well, it's 19 years, going on 20, so...
And
it's been well.
You've been mayor for, let's back it up. What year did you move to Oakland?
2006, I moved.
And when did you start being mayor?
I was on city council in 7, and then in 8, I started being mayor. So it's been about 16 years of mayor.
So 2 years after you got here, mm-hmm. you're the mayor.
Yeah.
Took a little break, and then you came back.
Yes, I did. Came back because I was driving myself crazy, not knowing what was going on.
So, but along with... helping the city staff and everything that's involved with being a mayor, you've also got this drama side.
Yes, what I did...
Which is ironic, because there could often be a lot of drama in city politics.
Well, there were when I first got here. It was a lot of drama, but it settled down a little bit. And we have a lot of organizations in Oakland, and I've tried to be a member of everyone, because I think to bring them together would be a wonderful thing, and help each other with whatever fundraising they're doing. But this is the Oakland Community Theater. And we were rained out, believe it or not, in Oregon. And we're doing our additional performances on the 5th and 6th of July. We moved them from, of course, the end of June. So.
Yeah, and that is this Saturday and Sunday. So mm-hmm. Saturday evening at 7
mm-hmm.
and Sunday afternoon at 2.
At 2 o'clock, and we will have canopies up, so you'll have shade.
Well, and it's going to be a little warmer on Sunday, but not that bad. How long has the community theater been doing these summer musicals?
Well, actually, they've been doing theater for about 22 years, and we've moved out to the park because of COVID, and so our performances are in the park, and they're free. We couldn't figure out any way to charge people, and we really didn't want to anyway, so they're free performances, and this year we're doing By Hook or By Crook, and it's a melodrama, just a typical standard melodrama, which makes people laugh. We have cue cards, so you'll know when to boo and hiss and cheer. And it's just a fun, fun play.
Now, you know, when I wrote up a little story that we've been putting online today and using in the newscast, cheering and booing required, you know, that's a new one.
It's true. It's very true. You will not enjoy this performance as much if you sit there and just watch people do other things. We actually sing, and we have singing before we start, and we have the words on your program so you can sing with us. We want you to cheer and boo and just get into the play and really have a good time. And it's a fun time. There's no drama.
Except it is a drama.
It's a melodrama.
Melodrama.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you define melodrama?
Melodramas are basic. They're girl meets boy. Boy loves girl. Girl loves boy. Villain comes in, wants to take the girl or her possessions away, and the hero steps up, and they get together in the very end, and that's really the basics of a melodrama.
And everyone lives happily?
Everybody lives happily ever after. Well, right. Except for the villains.
Right, and which is much differently than it seems to go oftentimes in real life.
That's so true. We just like to bring people up a little bit.
So By Hook or By Crook, where did you find the script for this?
Oh, I go out and look online all the time for good ones that we can actually do. And we had a good, we have good cast this year and enough to cover the spots in our characters. And I wrote an additional character in just to be able to explain what a button hook is, because most people don't know what button hooks are. We don't use them anymore.
What is a button hook?
It is a little device that was used to bring a button through a connector, a hole in your sleeve, or a little crocheted hook, so that you could get that button completely closed and your seams aren't open all over the place.
Huh. Which is this explains again one of the talents I don't have, which is why I have two jackets that I can't wear, because I can't get these zippers to cooperate anymore. And any seamstress-like activities are way outside of my expertise, and nor of my wife's interest of dealing with it all. So she just said, just go find somebody that can fix that. So if you come to the play, then you can get additional information which may help you at home.
Absolutely. We give you a class on button hooks, and we actually place these all in Oakland. We move the locations of our plays to Oakland, and we try to use locations in Oakland. And this is a button hook factory, two button hook factories in the city of Oakland in 1890. And they are in competition, and one has 55% of the market and one has 20. And the 20% guy wants to take over the 55, and that's the... that's
so
it.
Now the 20 and 55 adds up to 75.
Yes, well, there's 15 or so percentage in Europe.
Ah.
That's explained. Everybody gets the information.
So. Is there a tariff involved?
No tariffs.
Okay. That sounds... what's the setting... like, when was this set in? Like, 100 years ago?
Yeah, 1890s.
Okay, further back, yeah.
Yeah, when buttons were actually used and there were no zippers. The zipper wasn't developed until 1907.
Gosh, the information that we are sharing with people today, this is very unusual. Definitely a different angle on the program today. I didn't know the... How many people knew what year zippers started? I mean, presume, like cell phones, that they were always there.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. And Velcro, who knows when that was actually developed. But yes, that's another fastener that we don't use.
Right, or why Velcro was developed might be more... Yeah,
absolutely.
So it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun doing these.
Oh, we do. We do. We have a great time. Most of the fun is when the audience is participating, and we can stop the play at any time if people are laughing or cheering or actually trying to correspond with someone on the stage. So we've had people who've asked questions of actors. Stops the whole play.
So this is not your typical... theater situation like you might encounter elsewhere.
Absolutely not. No, we encourage people to participate in the play.
Is that a little unnerving in times?
Sometimes it is. It depends on the actor. But lots of times, you know your line so well, you just answer the question and move on.
Wow. Where do you find the folks that are acting?
Well, we have some people from Oakland and some from Sutherland. We'd love to have people from all over, but it seems that we get the local folks more than we do anywhere else. We have just our director this year is David Beau Beauvais, and this is his first year directing a play in our organization, and he's doing a great job. And two new actors, and so we just keep adding people to our company, and they're all talented, wonderful people, and they do a good job, and they want to entertain, and that's why they're there.
Well, he's obviously got a big background, long background in acting.
Yes, he's been in UACT for years, and he's helped us out several years, too. So,
well, and I know he did that elsewhere when he was in Colorado, et cetera. So it sounds like kind of a fun time. What else happens in the course of the evening?
Well, we also we sell concessions, and this year last year we added ice cream, and so it's a big hit again this year. It's kind of hard in the park to sell ice cream with just a freezer, but we have popcorn that we pop all the time, and we have a wonderful card girl who shows you just exactly what to say during the play. We have the Oakland Singers who sing before the play begins and during intermission, and we have a master of ceremonies, Dr. Eric Lanning, who comes and introduces the play every year for us and has for the last 20-some years.
And is he a local resident?
Or? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. He's our zoning administrator.
Didn't know you had a zoning administrator in Oakland.
And our public works director is our sound guy.
Wow. So you really get the whole community involved in this.
We try to, yes. And it just makes it more fun.
And so normally you do this 2 weekends, right?
Normally we do it 2 weeks in a row, the last 2 weekends in June, but we rained out that first weekend. So we are doing it once again on the 5th and 6th of July, 5th at 7 o'clock in the evening and 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 6th.
And again, that's this weekend, so just a couple, 3 days away.
Yes, absolutely. So get all excited for the 4th of July and come and relax in the park on the 5th and 6th.
And what's your admission price to get into this?
It is free. All of our concessions are $1, and we'd love to take donations. The only way we can put it on again next year is if we get donations, so we appreciate everybody's donations.
By hook or by crook, Saturday night at 7, Sunday afternoon at 2, Oakland City Park, the mayor, Betty Keeley, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle, for letting us be on your air.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.